Beep, beep, Richie.
I didn't hear that. I didn't.
Come on up, Richie. I got a balloon for you. Don't you want a balloon? What's the matter? One balloon, not enough.
Try a bitch!
All right, I'm totally creeped out. Totally creeped out.
I never liked clowns.
I didn't either.
I don't know what that is, but now there is a clown crisis in America. ABC News' Alex Stone is standing by to explain it to us. And now,
this is an epidemic.
Yeah. What? Now, we just had an incident here in the Chicago area this afternoon where there was a story of a clown. Hold on. Let me see here. I got to make sure I get this right.
That was just the walk of shame.
Okay. Okay, Violetta. This is serious.
Wearing a full
this is serious clown news we're talking about here. We do not have time for levity. That there is a story, let's see here, about a clown. Reports of clowns approaching. My app is not working. I have to do this off my app.
Is it in Illinois?
Yeah. Approaching students here. Now... What, all right, let's explain. Set this up for us, Alex.
All right, so here's what we know as of today. And first of all, I should say this reached all the way to the White House today. That Josh Earnest, White House spokesman, was asked about what the White House is doing about the clown situation right now. And he says they are aware of it, but they believe this is a local police department situation right now. And they are not going to involve the White House at this point, that he doesn't know if the president's been briefed on it. This started several days ago in South Carolina with reports at one apartment complex that children had seen clowns in the woods behind the apartment complex whispering to them, trying to lure them into the woods. Well, the parents say they went into the woods and they, too, saw these clowns in the woods shining laser pointers at them. And they called police. Police got there and couldn't find a darn thing. Fast forward to today, and there are reports all over the U.S. and in England popping up of people seeing clowns and claiming social media threats of clowns that are on social media making threats against schools. Three schools are closed in Connecticut today. Schools have been locked down in Utah, in a number of different states because of these possible clown threats.
I know they're canceling classes in some places, too. Our own Steve Bertrand showed me pictures of, I think it's his son's school, Miami of Ohio, where they were taking pictures of this random creepy clown in the quad, just scaring people.
UIC.
Yeah. So, nobody knows what it is right now. It seems like it could be a couple of things. One, it is a low-risk prank to pull on somebody, because if you're not breaking into their home or you're not attacking them, that maybe you're squirting them with water out of a flower, a plastic flower, but not actually attacking them. You're not doing anything illegal. So you can freak people out by standing on a street corner or in a quad or in some woods and make people go nuts, and you aren't going to get arrested.
Stop one thing here. There are three in-state colleges right now. Mm-hmm. University of Illinois Chicago, which is where Violetta went. Mm-hmm. Illinois State University, which is where Kevin went, Fear the Bird, and Eureka College.
Fear the Bird and the Clown.
And Eureka College, isn't that where Ronald Reagan went?
Isn't that where he went?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Are dealing with unspecified threats. Eureka College has canceled classes.
Yeah.
So what is going on here? Well, I mean,
now a lot of this, the threats that are coming in, it seems like that these are people who are finding this funny and are making clown threats online, and that this has just kind of grown now, and in some cases kind of like swatting. There have been some kids in the country who have been arrested now for making threats, you know, at the swatting where you call in a false report of a home invasion, SWAT teams come running in there, that then they watch police come racing in looking for these clowns. There are some doctors who believe that this may also be, at least in some of the cases, not the threats, imagination of children, that this may have started as imagination, that they may have come to their parents because it is the old, you know, creepy nightmare of a clown in the woods behind your apartment whispering to you. And then the parents decided to call 911 because their kids swore they saw this. And then that got news. And then people started to think this was funny. So they put up these pictures of clowns on social media with guns and began making threats. One after another, it's just grown on itself. But there is no indication at this point of any actual physical threat. The yes, threats are being made on social media, but no crimes have been committed in the sense of beyond making the threats of anybody, any of these clowns attacking anybody, of them committing any crimes, of anybody getting hurt. Still, though, police say they have to take it seriously because they're getting 911 calls from people who are worried.
So why cancel classes and take those kind of drastic, you know, measures if nobody's really injured and it's, I guess, a gag?
Well, because these threats, unfortunately, are with, and some of them are clowns holding guns on social media saying that they're going to come and get people at a certain school. So it's a threat just like any other threat. In Utah right now, in the town of Orem, Utah, police have now made an online post saying after they got lots of 911 calls asking this question and Facebook questions, that they are now responding that no, you cannot shoot a clown that you see anywhere in the town, that they would have be breaking into a home, they would have to be physically assaulting you and your life be in danger, that they have now given the people of that city, of that town, a link to the law in Utah about when, through personal protection, self-defense, that you can shoot somebody under the law. They say just because somebody is dressed up as a clown and maybe standing in some bushes somewhere, that you cannot open fire on them. And then just north of that town in Ogden, that's where they had the schools locked in. They kept the doors locked to the students inside because of possible threats there.
Well, there was also some stuff online that was trying to create a nexus between these clowns and some sort of form of international terrorism, right?
We've seen that as well, and there's no indication that there is any nexus to terrorism. Is it that we're coming up on Halloween? There have been cases like this in the past, and these psychiatrists and psychologists point to those as well, saying that people get into a tizzy over this because this is almost a primal fear that people have of clowns growing up. That they, not everybody, in case you're a clown, but some people, that when there are these reports that they grow on themselves, and this has happened before, that they don't take much stock in them besides, you know, kids' imagination and people now just making these threats. But what is behind them isn't really clear. You do have the holiday coming up. You do have Halloween. Also next year, the remake of It comes out, the Stephen King novel that got turned into a movie and will be remade, the clown movie. No indication that this is linked to that at
all. Hold on a second. We have breaking news on that.
Okay.
That the producers of that film have just made a statement saying they are not behind this. This is not a marketing stunt for
because
their
there
film.
Were so many people like on social media who were surmising that potentially this could be some kind of a viral marketing campaign. You know, people seeing clowns and all across America, but thankfully, I guess that's not some kind of organized campaign.
Well, at least
campaign.
With it, it's not, unless it's something else. But we're
Trump
coming
campaign.
Into clown times, guys. Between Halloween and it coming out, it's
in the election.
A clown world right now.
It certainly is.
You know what? I think this is a perfect time, too, because America does feel that there's a certain amount of cultural cognitive dissonance here. I'm using a very big words and a big concept. But people, as they wake up in the morning and they think, okay, you know, you do that little... Your brain spools up and you start to figure, all right, what day is it? What time is it? What do I have to go do? What is it? You know, what's happening? What's right? What's wrong? There, you know, people are thrown by all of the weirdness that has gone on in America in the last year, whether it's terrorism or the election or anything else. And I think that it's almost a perfect time to have a boogeyman monster kind of fear that's running through the culture simultaneously. It's like I find this completely predictable that this kind of this wackiness, of course, this is going to happen. Look at what else is happening.
But if they're all disconnected and they all seem to just sort of be people dressing up in creepy clown costumes and showing up in various places across the nation, it's kind of weird. It's disconcerting, if nothing else.
But this
exactly what you said. That, again, going back to the psychologists, they're saying the exact same thing, that as a country, that we have a history of intense times of anxiety in the country, that things like this pop up where you do get the boogeyman scenario. And this fits that between terrorism and the presidential election that's going on right now, uncertainty of what the leadership will be in the future on either side, that there is anxiety among some folks. And that's typically when you see these sorts of things pop up. And, you know, again, at this point, there's no indication that there is a real threat to humanity, but it's something that the police, the White House, everybody's having to take seriously.
And this stuff can also generate on social media, too.
Very much.
Places.
It is building that much bigger because of social media right now.
And you wonder if it's inspiring other clowns or potential clowns to come out because they're seeing the attention that they're getting, too.
Finally!
Finally. Actually, real clowns have come out to give interviews to USA Today and say, hey, real clowns are funny. We're not creepy, okay?
Where is Krusty the Clown on this?
If you are a real clown, you probably don't want to be commuting to work with the face on and the hair on right now. The guy looking next to you at the stoplight is going to freak out.
Stay off public transportation.
Bozo has released a statement earlier today.
Poor Bozo. Love Bozo.
Indicating a lack of commitment and a lack of responsibility for anything that's going on here. Hey, so you got social media, and you also have, and I think that this is a moment where we do have to be very, very careful, too, because people are worried about terrorism, and they're worried about, and clowns are creepy to us because they're human forms that we can't identify. And they can disguise themselves in a lot of ways.
Well, here in Chicago, we also have that whole John Wayne Gacy connection. I think that
doesn't help.
You kind of get haunted by that when you hear about that from childhood, about a man who dresses up, you know, as a clown, and he's a creepy person. The whole thing
freaks
me out.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton kind of both look like clowns too. Right, a lot of makeup, hair, you know, sort of thing.
Face paint.
I mean, the
white circles around the eyes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. There's a lot on right there, and it's sort of like, oh boy. All right, well, so at this moment, Stone Pony, this is just all everybody being scared and nothing real happening.
And nothing real happening. There is no indication, despite some claims otherwise, that ISIS has decided the best way to terrorize us is to dress up like clowns and pop up around the country. No, police don't think that this is anything more than the country being scared right now. But it could develop into something else. I mean, God forbid somebody, one of these pranksters, decide to do something more serious. Hopefully they won't. Police think that, you know, this is the actual physical ones that aren't online threats and aren't a child's imagination, that they are people who are just putting on a clown mask because they know it's a cheap thrill around Halloween time and that they're getting a reaction out of it.
What we need more than anything right now is to spread that story. Was it Orem, Utah? Is that the town you said it was?
About shooting a clown.
Yeah, where the residents were asking for permission to shoot the clowns.
What?
Yeah.
What is this coming to?
Well, think about that for a second. That in and of itself is a little creepy.
Who would want to shoot them? They're just standing there, right?
I don't want to shoot a clown.
Yeah, well, people are so freaked out. They say if they saw them before they could do anything, that they wanted to shoot them.
All right.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, let us hope. Mm-hmm. All right, Stone Pony, Alex Stone, ABC News.
Thanks,
Thank
Alex.
You very much.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Bye.
Something about the clowns, or I don't know. I don't get scared of a lot of things. I watch that American Horror Story now. I'm so into it. It's so creepy. I love it. But the clowns, probably only second to the rats. It's just... creeps me out. Imagine if you're walking home from dinner tonight or something and you see one in your neighborhood. Wouldn't that freak you out?
A clown walking down the street?
No, just standing there. I think that's worse when they just stand there like in a dark corner or something. Oh. Yes. Thank you. That's exactly right.
Oh. Okay. Violetta.
Yes.
Are you afraid of those two?
Yes.
All right.
I don't like clowns or haunted houses or Halloween.
You know, that's the, there is a whole theory about this and cultural stress. I'll share it with you on the other side.
Okay. Why would anyone want to be scared? I don't get it.
If I see one, I'm going to say, stop clowning around.
It's fun to be scared.
Judy. I like Judy. Stop clowning around. Come here.
Judy would definitely be a clown.
I am looking forward to seeing a clown.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to hit the clowns, Judy.
Yeah. Except in Orem, Utah.
Except for Orem, Utah, you
might have to just shoot them. Oh, now, hold on one second. Now, if I get a clown on my front lawn, I can shoot him, right? I mean, imagine the phone call to the police department about that.
Yeah.
No, sir, you may not shoot the clown on your front yard.
I'd love to be on the other end of that 911 call.
And now, he's going to be a clown. He on my property.
It should have been better to ask for forgiveness than permission, I guess, in that case.
Oh, boy.
Except you'd be charged with a homicide. I mean,
that's true. Downside.
No jury would convict. Violetta.